You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network and the number one daily national baseball podcast. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. And today's episode is being dropped on the 21st day of February, 2020. We have Max Hogan, founder of League Commission. We're going to talk a little bit about fantasy baseball and his creation. This show is available on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You know how to listen to a podcast. You're listening to one right now. Maybe you're on the website. Maybe you're at lockedonmlb.com. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it really is your team every day. And you've been hearing lots of the hosts of the Locked On Podcast show it up on this show, whether it was Gabrielle of Locked On Red Sox, whether it was the good folks at Locked On Astros, Locked On Padres, Blue Jays, Stacey Katsoulis from Locked On Yankees. There's one for every one of the teams. Welcome, Locked On Marlins and Locked On Tigers. That's easy for you to say. You can check us out at Twitter at LockedOnMLB_net. We're also on Instagram at LockedOnMLB. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Yeah, I'm really honored to have on the show today the founder of League Commish and someone who knows a thing or two about fantasy baseball. We're going to talk a little bit about fantasy baseball, what his product is all about, and also just sort of talk a little bit about the state of the game right now. Max Hogan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sully. I appreciate you having me on today. I'm really looking forward to kind of just talking about fantasy sports. I mean, who doesn't like to talk about fantasy sports and the sport we all love in baseball?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because I'm old enough to remember when fantasy sports was really the domain of the like the super baseball nerd, in terms of this was the time you had to write stuff in, mail stuff in, and get stuff. And there was so much effort was taken to, you know, even follow fantasy sports. And now it is so incredibly, I guess, ingrained in popular culture. And also it's so easily accessible that it's no longer the domain of the crazy sport fan. It could be the casual fan, and it could be someone who is just trying to follow the game in a different way.
You're spot on. I mean, just how much it's evolved, like you've mentioned, where, again, hey, I have to be, you know, with my friends and we're tallying box scores and we're looking at this, to where, you know, it started as the rotisserie league way back in, you know, the 1960s in there solely. And now, again, society and sports, the way they've ingrained and kind of moves together, it's everybody's doing it. And again, it just opens the door for not only new products, but good ways for us to connect to each other. Because, I mean, everybody enjoys sports, whether it's, you know, baseball, hockey, whatever your preference.
Right.
Again, it's really nice to see that it's evolved away from the stereotypical, oh, you just got to be the head down pencil and paper kind of pusher to get involved in fantasy sports.
By the way, for those of you, as I said, I'm old enough to remember when it was referred to as rotisserie baseball. The reason it was called rotisserie baseball was Daniel O'Krent and all those people who began this whole fantasy world used to meet at a rotisserie chicken place in New York, where the rotisserie chickens would be spinning on a spit. So this could have been pizza baseball. This could have been falafel baseball. You think of all the different type of food options they had in New York City, that rotisserie just seems to have a certain rhythm to it. But it very well could have been Baba Ganoush baseball or something like that.
It could have been. Or they just those were the guys that had the biggest publicists, and they were given credit for the leagues. I know there's been some conversation going around like, well, there's all these other leagues that are coming up. We were playing before them, or we were doing this. But you're absolutely right on that's where the name comes from.
Well, for all I have to say about that is Abner Doubleday. It's like people always want to have an origin story. that this is where it began. And that desire to have an origin story led to the mythology of Abner Doubleday, who had nothing to do with the foundation of baseball. There's no evidence to show he even heard of baseball. And that, and then the other sort of mythology of Alexander Cartwright being in New York and writing down the rules of modern day baseball and everything. There's, you know, I don't know if you would, there's a great book, by John Thornton called, Baseball in the Garden of Eden, I think is what it's called. It's about the origins of the sport and the fact that there is no one origins point. It evolved over time and everything like that. And
you're correct on that. I mean, it is, because everybody has their part to play in how something changes over time, right? And there is no one origin story.
But, you know, it's interesting. I think that the way the internet unfolded and allowed us to have this information, that the daily information of players, I think has opened up fantasy baseball to people and opened up the love of baseball in unique ways. And I think that it's special for baseball, I think, because baseball is a daily sport, that unlike football where you can set your lineup up and, you know, wait till Sunday for your team to play, I love that baseball forces you to keep track of the other teams. And I'm a unicorn when it comes to being a baseball fan, and that is I do follow each team and I do follow what's happened, the ins and outs of each team. But most people are, if you're in, you know, I'm here in the San Francisco Bay Area, most people here are follow the Giants or they follow the A's, and all the other teams they kind of know in a passing way. And you can find that no matter what market you're in. And I feel that one of the great things happens about fantasy sports is that for people who follow sports like that, they basically have the chance to learn who some of the other players are.
They do. It really can. It depends on the individual, right? So like certain people, again, they want to know everything about it. And once they get a little taste of it, they're going to dive all in and they're just going to be all consuming. And then you will still get your casual fan that's like, hey, I'm great. I love the Giants, or for myself, you know, I love the Cardinals, right? And then once you get into playoffs, then you really start checking out the other teams. And when you see the same team on for game 6 or game 7 of a playoff series, you start to know the other team, right? For some people, that still works. But I agree, it's really opened the door to where you don't have to follow just the local news, and that was all that was available to you. The plethora of information available is fantastic now.
It's funny, I never did fantasy before 2003 or 2004, I think. No, it was 2003. And I was in a league with a bunch of comedians in New York. And some of them were not huge baseball fans, but they found out the thrill of following the team and having, you know, players that they didn't know, never heard of before, that they could follow on each team. And that, for me, that was a great thrill as well, knowing I know who these players are, but they can, you know, they now know what, they now know who some of the players are that I've taken for granted. I had a rule though, because when I drafted, I was such a Red Sox fan. This is 2003, when the rivalry with the Red Sox and Yankees was through the roof. I would not allow myself to draft a Yankee. I just couldn't do it. And I passed on Rivera in 2003 and Bernie Williams in 2003 because I said, I do not want to feel joy. I feel I do not want to feel joy if Rivera gets a save. I do not want to. I felt like it would be somehow cheating. They're like, well, I profited from Yankee victory. So
yeah, that brings in the gambler's mentality, right? Like, do you hedge your bet against your team when you're in Game 7 of the World Series? And it's tough. And that's the beauty of fantasy sports. And like you said, you're going to get some people that are like, don't care. You could pay me and I'm not going to take that particular player because it's against me, against my team at that given time. And that's just part of bringing your own personality to your fantasy sports league.
Yeah. Well, tell you what, talk about bringing your personality. We'll get a little bit into what League Commish is all about here, but I'm going to take advantage right now to bring in, this is a segment we're calling the Fantasy Minute, which is sponsored by League Commish, and we're going to be talking each day this week about a different player and where they would fall in your fantasy league. And I'm going to pick someone who is an interesting pick for me, which is Dallas Keuchel, because Dallas Keuchel last year couldn't find a home and was wandering around the desert like a nomad before the Atlanta Braves finally took a flyer on him. Well, this year he finally got to cash in with a multi-year, multi-million dollar contract, and he's going to the Chicago White Sox. Now, that obviously has some disadvantage to him because the whatever it's called, Guaranteed Rate Park is what it's called. I keep calling it New Comiskey, is a much better hitter's ballpark than he was playing in last year in Atlanta. But he has experience in playing in a hitter's ballpark as he did all those years in Houston. Also, he's going to be paired with Yasmani Grandal, who's a great framer of pitches. And as long as we have human umpires and not robo umpires, a catcher who can frame pitches is going to be a huge boon for a player like Dallas Keuchel. Also, the fact that you're going to have him for a full season of full spring training and a really improved Chicago White Sox team with a lot of young stars in it and some big young hitters and an improved team all around. If you're picking up wins, he may pick up a few because the White Sox should improve. If your league just has peripheral stats, then he may be someone, don't waste an early pick with him, but if you need to fill out your rotation, someone who finally has the long-term deal and all the tension behind him might be a pretty dang good player to pick up. You know, he had a good year last year in his 19 starts with the Atlanta Braves, pitching with a ERA of 3.75, a whip of 1.37. Now with a little bit of stability and a real team to call his own, and thanking his stars, he's not stepping into the puddle that is the Houston Astros this year, Dallas Keuchel might be a good later pick for you to fill out your rotation and take advantage of an improved White Sox squad. So, Max, let me ask you a question.
Let's hear it, Sully. What do you got?
What are you doing for the game? That's a universal question. You know, whether you're a casual follower that tweets everything, the beginner, the diehard, the stat nerd, the smack talker, the appetizer guy that couldn't care less, or the makes everything a competition person, we all have our place in the sports world. The same personalities apply to fantasy sports. A League Commish exists to ensure your fantasy sports experience is the best one for you. We match managers to leagues as we lay the foundation for your new league. It's as easy as sign up with your preferences, get matched, and approve of that match before any commitment on your end. Sign up with League Commish by February 29th. We extended February by one day just for this deal and receive 15% off by entering the code LOCKEDON in the referred by section of the sign-up form. The first 25 people to sign up using your code receive their first match for free. So what are you doing for the game? Find your next fantasy sports league at leaguecommish.com. All right, we're here with Max Hogan, the founder of League Commish. We talked a little bit about fantasy baseball as a whole, but let me ask you, explain to us what League Commish is all about and why League Commish.
Of course, I'd be happy to. So before we just get into like the ins and outs and like, you know, how the process works and what we do, I want your viewers to understand like why League Commish. Why did I go and make this such a passion project for me? And the reason is, so solely I've been playing fantasy sports, mainly fantasy baseball, for over 15 years, and I've been commissioner of a very competitive league for over 13 years. And as commissioner, as you can imagine, you can see all the issues. So I've seen not all of them, because anybody who says that, right, you know, they're full of it.
Yeah.
But I've seen a good deal of them, from, you know, your disputes, manager turnover, all the stuff that a fantasy sports league kind of goes through. But even on the issue side, I've seen how amazing it can really be. So I've been in a draft room full of 12 other guys, and we rented out an auctioneer to kind of go through our league. So we're all sitting in this square in a circle. We got food all around us. We're talking, the volume's really high. And then the draft starts and everybody just gets real serious. And it was just like, oh my gosh, it's this moment, like it like paused, and you could just feel right before the draft started, you're like, this is it. Like, you're getting amped up. You can feel yourself as the GM about to draft your team. And just for me, it was a feeling that I almost can't describe, because it's just such an inclusive feeling of, hey, this is how sports were meant to be absorbed. Like, you were just meant to be there with your friends, and you were meant to draft the guy that you care about on your team, or the, I don't know who that is, but somebody else wants him. He was talking about him. I want to take him from this team. So point being is, I've seen the really good things that can come from fantasy sports, and it all comes from alignment. So what I mean by alignment is, all 12 of us were committed there. We wanted to be there. We were in the same room. And that doesn't happen for so many leagues. And it eventually, you know, we had people leave the league because life circumstances change, right? You have kids, you change jobs, you move cities. All this stuff changes your commitment level. And then all of a sudden, nope, I can't make the draft. I can't do this. And that's fine. But at that point, you got to fill your leagues with people that want to spend the amount of time that you do and have the same passion level that you do. That's the way you're going to have the best fantasy sports experience. And for most people, solely, I don't know about your experience there, but you can easily get 5 or 6 guys that have close levels, but you want to match those. I mean, I joined a league where everybody else was from Houston, and I'm like, they shouldn't even have let me in that league. I was a friend of our friend, and they were trying to pull me in. I was like, okay, great, I'll do it. But they all got together, and it's like, they should have required that other user to be from Houston. Like, they really should have. So something like that, when you're having to pull and convince other people to do it, like, it's good for a year. It's good for maybe 2 years. But when you're having to text somebody, which I've had to do, I had to pull my cousin into a league and text him like, hey, your lineup's not full. And you know baseball, solely, it's a long, long season. If I'm having to do that and having to vouch for this guy, like, now I'm losing a little bit of the fun that I'm having with my fantasy sports.
Right.
So again, reason was just trying to bring everybody together in the right way was something that was very, very important to me, and something that I've missed out since that league that we all got together. Now they've went to, you know, Yahoo Software Draft, which is a great product, by the way. Love it. But it takes away from a live online draft. It just does. The social aspect is the other reason that League Commish was founded. Was to get people to, hey, get to know the other person in your league. It's so important, and just adds to whatever it is you want. If you only want to check your team once a week, or nope, I'm going to check it 10 times a week. You want to align those levels. And that to me is pretty, pretty awesome, Sully. So getting into that, you know, a little bit about how the product works. I just wanted to tell you guys a little bit about that. I don't want you guys to be on our site. Like, I want you to come and I want you to go. So it's kind of like Hinge, like the dating app, right?
Mm-hmm.
In essence, come, fill out your profile. Guess what? We'll give you the matches, and then you approve or decline, and off you go. Like, don't keep coming back. Go to your hosting site. Talk to those league members. That's the experience you want. I don't want to be a middleman. I don't want to be that person there for you. Like, again, go have those relationships, and that's what League Commish is all about.
All right. Well, that sounds true, and I think it's absolutely critical, because if you're in the wrong league situation, it just means it's not fun. And and at some point, you do drop out, and nothing's the worse when you're in a league and you have people who are dropping out and everything like that. There's just no fun in that. So. Look, this is a great way to match people with the right league that they're supposed to be in. And, you know, I think that it's, especially with this year coming up, there's going to be a ton of people who are going to be dragged into it. And I think so many people, because they have their fantasy leagues, they think they're GMs, which is why there's such a rise in the sabermetrics stats, and everyone thinks of the GM in terms of, oh, we got to get this player for less money. That's why you see so many people following baseball, like, oh, that was a good contract they got. Like, as if it's not your money, it doesn't affect you, but you're taking the attitude like, oh, I'm a GM now. Oh, that's how it works. So it's opened up a whole different type of fan that I don't think it's there. And quite frankly, if you're not a fantasy person, if you are a fantasy person, it's a big sandbox. And I'm for anything that gets people following the game of baseball, whether you're doing it for teams, whether you do it for your fantasy team, whether you're doing it because it's the local club or you like their hat. As long as you're enjoying the game, I'm all for it. Well, look at Max. This was a great pleasure having you on the show and chatting a little bit about it. And any other things you want to tell people to get to know a little more about League Commish?
You guys can, again, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Twitter at Commish League, and then Instagram. Again, we're there as well. I share my founder's thoughts and some little tidbits there. And again, tell you a little about the sports we support. Baseball, of course. Being a baseball podcast, that's all we've talked about today. But again, if you're interested in, oh, my friends are all into baseball, but I want to try hockey or soccer or football, we match for those as well. So that's make great. Sure that, again, you check us out, and we'll be there for you.
Fantastic. Well, check that out, and it will be on links on it all on the social media sites that we have. And check us out on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app, and also on Twitter and Instagram, LockedOnMLB_net on Twitter, LockedOnMLB on Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Well, learning a little more about League Commish with its founder and the head honcho of League Commish, the commish of the commish, Max Hogan.
You got it all. And Sully, one more thing for your users. Go ahead and made a promotion code for you. For any of your users, they can use the code Sully, and they can get their first match free for that with us and come in to check us out.
Nice. Look at that. I'm a promotional code. Who says my life isn't good? Well, folks, this has been the Locked On MLB podcast for the 21st day of February 2020. With Max Hogan, I'm yours, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.